Alaska Extension Almanac.
As most of the garden harvest is over for this year and winter is right around the corner, Nebraska Extension educator John Porter says it's time to do a little reflection. John says taking notes and keeping good records regarding your gardening season is a great way to help you garden more efficiently in future years.
Well, one of the things that we can do to really make sure that we have a successful garden year next year is to remember what happened this year. And I know we always tell ourselves that I will remember this and I will remember that. And then next year, when we get ready to do our garden, we forget all of that. So it's really a good idea to keep records from year to year of your garden. And if you haven't done that this year, it's not too late. You can already start planning for next year by keeping your records for this year. You can do things like write down what worked and what didn't work. You know, what tasted good, what didn't taste good in the vegetable garden, what diseases did you have a lot of on certain plants. That way you can know what to look out for next year when you're planning. You can select the right plants. Let's say you had a tomato that you loved and you want to write down the name of that, or you had a tomato that tasted terrible and you don't want to grow that one again. You want to write those names down, those cultivars or varieties. You also want to take note of any diseases that you experienced a lot of. That way you can be ready to treat them and even prevent them in some cases. Lots of diseases are easier to prevent than they are to cure in plants. So you want to remember what happens and when you can. Now, there are several ways that you can keep records for the garden. First off is just paper and pen. Grab some paper and a pen and write down. You can do scratch paper, or you can get a dedicated journal book or some other book to write this information down, sort of keeping a garden journal. And there's actually good precedent for that. Thomas Jefferson is famous for keeping a journal of his garden and farm. And you can look back and see all these centuries later what went on certain dates in Jefferson's vegetable garden. You don't have to keep exact records like that, but it can help when you're planning for next year. So you can write it down that way. You can get a calendar and use a calendar. Those calendars that come in the mail or as those freebies, you can write down what happens when or write those notes in the margin. Or you can make some documents on your computer. You can have a spreadsheet or a Word document where you just type your notes in and you save them. Or you can use a note-taking app or even leave yourself audio messages on your phone with a recording app, or take pictures and make notes on there. There's lots of different ways that you can keep a record of your garden to help you with success next year. Well, keeping records over multiple years can really provide insight on what's happening at your location. If you note certain patterns, you can know when things are going well or when things aren't. For example, for the last several years, we've had weird weather events. You know, we've had lots of rain, we've had floods, we've had high temperatures, we've had droughts. Keeping note of stuff like that can help you know what to do whenever we're starting to experience those things again in the future. You can also sort of keep those long-term patterns in mind whenever you're planning out your garden. Maybe you notice over a few years that you don't do well growing a certain thing. So maybe then you don't grow that thing again, or you find substitutes to deal with the problem that you're having. And that's something that observing those long-term patterns can really help with, rather than just looking at the year-to-year or the day-to-day.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.